Amen. I know you're here to hear a word. And we definitely have a man in the house that's very capable of delivering the mail on tonight. Amen. You know, if you just Google him, everything, just all kind of things pop up. But it all is pertaining to the Word of God. Amen. If you like to surf YouTube, any of y'all seen Pastor Bailey on YouTube? Amen. 100,000 hits on YouTube. Amen. Some of us got stuff on YouTube, can't get two folks to look at it. Amen. But I just thank God for Pastor Bailey. Amen. I had the opportunity, amen, to sit under him for 3 years. Amen. He was my pastor, ordained me as a deacon. Amen. I'll forever be grateful for what he did for me in my life. Amen. I would not be standing here today if it was not for this man, amen, who's sitting behind me. Just thank God for him. And, you know, I just love to be around him and love to talk with him. And just has a great spirit. Amen. Amen. So there's no need to introduce him. There's no need to present him. I'm just going to move out of the way and give him the microphone. Amen. Put your hands together. Amen. Pastor Bertrand Maurice Bailey Jr.
I married you cause I love you and I need you. But sometimes we get on each other's last nerve. But down at the altar, you and I, you remember, yeah, we made a vow. Oh, so we come too far. to give up on love. Said we've come too far to turn around now, even though we fuss. Can't give up on us, even though we yell and scream. We still make a powerful team, even though we slam the door. Said I ain't coming back no more. Ah, something on the inside. Ah, yeah. Something on the inside said it won't let us, said it won't let us let go. So we can't let go. Ah, something on the inside. Somebody wave their hand if you know what I'm talking about. Can't let go. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. I apologize, I'm sorry. I apologize, I didn't mean it. I apologize, I didn't mean it. I apologize, I love you, I love you. If your husband, your wife is in there, just throw your arms around and tell them, I love you. Said, I love you. It's all right. Ooh. Ah, yeah. Someone inside said we won't let go. Put the bags down. Put the bags down. Even though we fuss, can't give up on. Even though we yell and scream, we still make a powerful team. Even though we slam the door, said I ain't coming back no more. Some on the inside won't let us let go. Oh no. Some on the inside won't let us let go. Somebody say yeah. Lord, they've come to see you. They've come to hear from you. They've come for a word from you. They've come for a touch from you. So just use your boy as an instrument that we may know what you would have us to know. And then, Lord, help us do all that you have commanded us to do. When it's all said and done, we pray the lost will come to you. And we pray that your children will be more like you. We pray that you get all the glory, that you get all the honor, for you alone are worthy of all praise. Have your way in the saving name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. Amen. Come on, give God a rouse and round. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It takes a great church to have a revival, and it takes a great pastor to make it happen. Amen. Let's give God some praise for the angel of this house. Amen. Pastor McGuire. Amen. Amen. Truly, this church is so blessed. Amen. To have him as their pastor. What a wonderful preacher, teacher, friend, brother, husband, father he is. Amen. Love you. And I'm so proud of him. Amen. I want to encourage this church to continue to follow and support your wonderful pastor. Amen. 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 Then this church has an awesome first lady. Amen. Thank God for Sister Candy. Amen. Praise God. And we thank her for ministering to him so he can continue to minister
to the church. Amen. God bless you. Amen. They're a wonderful daughter. Amen. They're a wonderful daughter. Amen. She made me some cards. Amen. Sister Inslee made, now she didn't just make me one card, she made me two. Wave your hand, Inslee. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. This is going in my office on my wall. Amen. I never will forget her. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Then the McGuire family. Amen. So supportive of their son. Amen. Thank God for you all. Amen. And then Daryl, their brother, my brother. Love you, man. Thank God for you. And Mila. Amen. God bless you. This choir is awesome. Amen. This choir is awesome. Amen. We've got some sisters with soul in here, too. Lord have mercy. My God. Awesome, brother. Awesome. Thank God for you. I remember the drummer when he was just a little baby. Amen. And to see what God is doing in his life is just awesome. Amen. This area is not hurting for preaching. Amen. This area has some awesome pastors. Oh my God, the preacher anyway, Jefferson, Washington, Yates, I love you all, Savage, amen, Uncle Evans, Bishop, Evans. All right. I gotta get it right. Amen, my dad's good friend, and I adopted him as my uncle, and thank God for him. Amen. And Dixon still looking good. God bless you. Amen. My brother Corey, amen. Thank God for you. Amen. God bless you. Brother Daryl in the back, good to see you, sir. Amen. The Dixon family, when I used to do revivals in this area, they would always invite me into their home, the Dillard family, and they would take care of me. Thank you all so very much. Amen. Love you all. Amen. There's an important word in James 5. James chapter 5. There's an important word in James chapter 5. And I want to announce that we do have CDs in the back. Amen. And we're going to even some pies back there. Amen. Some CDs. And preachers, if you want the manuscript, amen, please let them know in the back and they will get you the manuscript to these messages. Amen. 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 Preach it again. Amen. James chapter 5, verse 19, verse 20. Reading from the NIV, it says, "My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins." I want to talk about for a few moments the need for restoration. Amen. Repeat after me. The need for restoration. The need for restoration. My brothers and my sisters, one of the most rewarding sights in the world is to see something that has fallen into neglect, to see it be restored to usefulness. That's one of the most rewarding sights in the world, to see something that has fallen into neglect, to see it be restored to usefulness. And I believe all of us in this room have had something restored. Whether old furniture, an old car, jewelry. Seeing anything brought back to its original beauty and designed usefulness is always a wonderful and glorious sight. It is the goal of this message to get us to restore those that have wandered from the truth.
And I believe all of us in this room know somebody that needs to be restored. They don't come to church like they used to. They need to be restored. They're not in the choir anymore. They're not tithing anymore. They're no longer on the deacon board. We all know somebody who needs to be restored. And so point number one, write this down. Point number one, there is a need for restoration. Now notice how James begins verse 19. He begins it with a phrase that he has used 13 times in this book. He says, brothers. My brothers. He reminds us that we are family.
All right.
Because of the blood of Jesus, it has placed us in a spiritual family. And I need to tell y'all, we're more than just a church. We're family. We're more than just a congregation. We're more than just Baptist. We're more than just Methodist, Pentecostal. We're more than just non-denominational. We're more than just an assembly. We're more than just a gathering. We are family. And y'all listen to me. Listen to me. Until we start seeing each other like family, we won't treat each other like family. Look at your neighbor and say, you sitting next to family. Every time you come here, it ought to be a family reunion. I wish I had a witness in here. We're family. White, black, Hispanic, but we're family. And watch this. We're the only family going to heaven. In heaven, it's just going to be one family. There ain't going to be no Dixons in heaven. Ain't going to be no Evans in heaven. Ain't going to be no Savages in heaven. Ain't going to be no Baileys in heaven. It's just going to be one family in heaven, and that is the family of God. Heaven is a family affair. And every time we come here, it ought to be a family affair, because the church is nothing but heaven's embassy on earth. You can't get into heaven unless you... family. Matter of fact, every Sunday morning you wake your children up and you bring them here. You're reminding your children, look, babies, we are part of another family. We are part of a larger family. We are part of an eternal family. We are part of the family of God. Because of the blood of Jesus, you now have another father who is God. And because of the blood of Jesus, you also have another family. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. Every time you read the Bible, you say, brethren, 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 brethren. Now, all through the Bible, brethren, brethren, brethren.
Yeah.
See, we're getting so caught up in titles. Ain't nobody thinking about family. Because watch this. How you see a person has a great effect on how you treat them. And that's one reason why a lot of pastors are having hell in their church. Because if you see them as deacons, you'll treat them as deacons. But if you see them as brothers, you'll treat them as brothers. If you see them as a father, you'll treat them as a father. Paul told Timothy, treat the older men as fathers. He said that to a pastor. He said, don't be harsh when you rebuke an older man. Which means an older man can be wrong. Just be careful how you handle it. Preaching. The same respect you give your biological father, give the older men that in the church. If you see him as a musician, you'll treat him as a musician. But if you see him as a brother, you'll treat him as a brother. If you see him as a choir, you'll treat him as a choir. But if you see him as family, you will support him like family. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying that. That's why you have so much hell in the church. We don't see each other as family. Because if we saw each other as family, we would support each other more. If we saw each other as family, we would get behind each other more. If we saw each other as family, we would be having all this fighting and fussing and feuding, because we understand we're family. said treat the older men as fathers. It means also older men, y'all got to see yourselves as fathers.
All right.
The same love you give to your biological children, you need to give to the children of God. Young men who don't have a biological daddy ought to be able to come in here and find a father. Hello, somebody. Just because I didn't plant the seed for you don't mean I can't nurture the seed. Don't mean I can't raise the seed. Don't mean I can't water the seed. He said, treat the young men as brothers. The same love you give your biological brothers. Give the young men that in the church. Young men ought to be able to come in here and find a brother. See, we call them gangs. We call them gangs. They don't call each other gangs. They call each other family. And they'll kill you about their family. You fight one, be prepared to fight all of them. That's family. And young men ought to be able to come in here and find a family. And it says treat the older women as mothers.
Yes, sir.
If your mama's gone to glory, just come in here and find another mama. I'm preaching. You ought to be able to come to church and just find another mama. So my mama gone. Your turn. And older women, y'all got to see yourselves as mothers.
Amen.
I blame a lot of y'all for the divorce rate in the church. You older women in the church, I blame y'all. I blame y'all. Don't put the blame on somebody, I put it on them. I put it on the older women in the church. Because the Bible clearly says, older women, teach the younger women to love their husbands. It's in your Bible. He said, older women, teach the younger women to love their husbands. Y'all need to teach them.
Yes, sir.
Facial powder will get you a man, but baking powder will keep him. Y'all got a kitchen back there. Take them back there. Help. Cooking is a part of money management. Show them how to make some spaghetti. That'll take you 2 days out of the week. And then show them how to make some chili beans. That'll take you 3 days out of the week. And then when you get to with the roast beef, don't throw it away. Chop it up and make a beef stew. Show them how to work with leftovers. Show them how to put it all in there and make a goulash. Quit giving Popeyes all your money. Quit giving Chili's and Applebee's all your money. Cook! We're going bankrupt behind food. Y'all got to show them the proper length of a skirt so the preacher can preach. That's why the preacher can't hardly preach. That woman sitting on the front row, he up there stuttering, talking about, watch this. Get that woman off the front row. Back in the day, boy, a woman would park up there with a short skirt, mom would take a big long handkerchief, just walk up there. Hey, baby. We want to hear a word this morning. He begins by saying, brethren. See, family want to see family restored. Eh? That make a difference right there. He says, brethren, and then look at the text. He says, if anyone among you wanders from the truth. Who is he talking about? Write this down. He is talking about those who profess faith, but not evidencing the fruit of faith. He's talking about those that profess faith, but not evidencing the fruit of faith. He said they need to be restored. Those in the church, watch this, those in the church that are not matching.
Uh-oh.
See, all y'all can see right now, I'm not matching. Some of y'all have laughed at me. Some have even lied to me and told me I look good. And they know as well as I know, this don't go together. Everybody know I'm crashing. Some of y'all been looking at me from the moment I got out. Was he blind today? What's... Who told him that go together? And physically, all of y'all tonight made sure y'all was matching when y'all came to church. Y'all looked in that mirror. Made sure. You was matched. The Lord had me dressed like this. Because he said my children spiritually are clashing. They're not matching. Singing in the choir and shacking don't go together. Preaching, singing, and adultery don't go together. You're not matching. You waving your hand at God but won't wave at me, that don't go together. Speaking to God but won't speak to me, that don't go together. Looking your eyes to the hills but rolling your eyes at me, that don't go together. Speaking in tongues and cussing in English, that don't go together. And the world can see we ain't matching. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. The world can see what we have on don't go together. So I need somebody that'll help me change. Just don't go together. I need somebody that'll help me change. I need somebody that'll stand by me while I change. I need somebody that'll assist me while I'm changing. I need somebody who won't dog me while I'm changing. Won't put my business out in the street while I'm changing. I need somebody that won't turn their back on me while I'm changing. Don't leave me. I'm changing. I wish I had a witness in here. Don't forsake me. I'm changing. Be patient with me. I'm changing. God is not through with me. But oh, when it get through, I feel like Kumo D. How you like me now? Since I've been changed. I wish I had a witness in here. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm changing. Don't leave me while I'm changing. Don't divorce me while I'm changing. Don't quit me while I'm changing. Don't turn your back on me while I'm changing. Don't put my stuff on Facebook while I'm changing. Don't Twitter about me. I'm changing. That's why we're having this revival. Somebody's changing. Hallelujah. I'm glad somebody helped me change. I'm glad a brother stood by me while I changed. Hallelujah. He said, if anyone among you wonders, watch this, wonders from the truth. Uh-huh. What are you talking about the truth? Write down John 17 and 17. It says, John 17, 17, it says, thy word is truth. So he's talking about those who are not following the scriptures. They need to be restored.
reason why a lot of Christians are in bondage is because they don't have anybody in their life that loves them enough to tell them the truth.
All right.
Listen to me. You're never more like the devil than you are when you're lying. You want to know when you're most like the devil? It's when you lie. Because the devil is the father of all lies.
Yeah.
Which means every lie told, he had something to do with. And one reason why people in the church are not getting any better is because they don't have people in their life that love them enough to tell them the truth. You see, lies put you in bondage. But the truth will set you free. And one reason why a lot of people are not free is because they don't have people in their life that love them enough to tell them the truth. The only way folks can get better, you got to tell them the truth. Quit lying to them. That's why the devil still has them. Because you're lying to them. And some of them give you the opportunity to tell them the truth. They dead wrong, and then they look at you and say, was I wrong? Was I wrong? And there you go. Well, you know what? If it was me, I probably would have did the same thing. No, I don't think you was wrong. She's wrong. See, it take courage to tell folk the truth. It take Jesus to tell folk the truth. Jesus said, I'm the way. Listen to me. Do you know why Legion loved the cemetery so much? I'm going to tell you why Legion, who was possessed with demons, I'm going to tell you why he loved that cemetery so much. He loved being around people that wouldn't say nothing. That's why he spent most of his time in the cemetery. Because he loved being around people that wouldn't say nothing, and they did. He is running, acting a fool. Ain't nobody saying nothing. He is butt naked, running through a cemetery, hollering, ah! Stuff falling out. Ah! Ain't nobody saying nothing. He is hurting himself. He is cutting himself with rocks. Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all wonder why these boys walking around showing all their goods, pants sagging. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Yeah. Wonder why folks still creeping. Wonder why folks still committing adultery. Ain't nobody saying nothing. And many of us call them real friends. Because some of them will tell you, Negro, you know I ain't going to say nothing. Have you ever heard anything from me? And you know I know, right? Have you ever heard anything from me? Do I ever say anything? Some of y'all girls the same way. Girl, do I ever say anything? I even let you use my car the last time. Everybody parked at Walmart, ain't in Walmart. So I creep, yeah, creeping on. But thank God somebody came over to Legion who said so. Jesus came over and said, what is your name?
Legion. We are many. And when Jesus got through with him,
he was clothed and in his right mind. I wish I had a witness in me. Matter of fact, he wanted to go with Jesus. Jesus said, no, go home. The first place that ought to see a change ought to be your home. The first place that ought to see you free ought to be your home. Go home. Tell the great thing.
that are not following the script need to be restored. Preachers, we need to be restored. Deacons, we need to be restored. We get away from that script. We need to be restored. Y'all be watching Scandal. Yeah. Kerry Washington. Woo! Olivia Pope, baby. You be watching Scandal. And I'm looking at it. And all these folk on Scandal are rich. They all rich. They're good. Nice houses, nice cars, good money.
Yeah.
The Lord said, Bailey, you know why they got nice houses, good cars, good money? I said, why, Lord? He said, they know how to follow a script. They don't know how to read a script, they know how to act it out. And they're blessed. Because they know how to follow a script.
Yeah.
And all of y'all are tuning in because they're so good at following a script.
Yeah, right.
Every Thursday, everybody's in front of their TV because these folk know how to follow a script.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And you know it's going to be some tragedy in the script. But you know by the time this show is over, it's going to be solved because it's in the script. You know by the end of Scandal, it's going to be worked out because they following a script.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't praying with me here. God is saying, how much more will my people be blessed if they'll just follow their lines? I wish I had a witness in here. They too can have nice houses, good cars, good money, if they'll just follow their lines. And if they're in trouble, have them to stick with the script because I wrote it so they would come out. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they'll soon be cut down. And whoever, follow your script. In everything, give thanks. You ain't doing that. Follow your script. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I said, follow your script. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that despitefully misuse you. Pray for those that persecute you. And they smite you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. Follow your lines.
Yeah.
I'm blessed because of a script. I preach my own self happy. I'm where I am because of a script. Don't dislike me, get like me. I'm following my lines. You're going to do what y'all want to do. I'm going to follow my lines. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing that I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. In the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Then he'll set me upon a rock. Now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, and I'll offer sacrifices of joy. I'll sing, yeah, I'll sing praises. Hate on me all you want. I'm sticking with my lines. I wish I had a witness because I know the author and the finisher of my faith. I wish I had a witness. Tell your neighbor, I'm just following my lines. When they see your hands go up, tell them I'm following my lines. When they want you to sit down and shut up, say, no, I in everything give thanks. I'll bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall... Praise God in the dance. Yeah. Yeah. Let everything that have breath. Some of y'all are being disobedient tonight. If you were following your lines, let everything that have breath. Some of y'all gonna stay where you are.
because you won't follow your script. You're going to stay in the projects because you won't follow this script. You're going to stay broke because you won't follow this script. You're going to stay in poverty because you won't follow this script. Your blessing is in that script. Your healing is in that script. Your deliverance is in your script. I wish I had a win. Tell your neighbor, forgive me for following my script. I'm going to praise you. Oh! Oh! Folk, he's just an entertainer. Bible said, the script said, it's through the foolishness of preaching. This don't make sense to you. When you see me throw it up, that's foolishness. But it got your attention. I wish I had a witness in there. It's through the foolishness. On the day of Pentecost, they had to tell them, we ain't drunk. It's that new wine. There's a need. Because see, when you want to see your family blessed, you'll encourage them. Follow your lines. You'll restore them. Because you want to see them blessed. And their blessing is in that script. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. And when you want to see family blessed, you'll encourage them. Follow your lines. When you hear a Christian cuss, you need to tell them, follow your lines. Follow your lines. You see him coming out the hotel, but somebody ain't got no business in that one. Don't judge him, just say, hey, follow your lines. You see him gambling. Oh, y'all get quiet. Y'all do know that's a sin.
I'm gonna go over there leaving here.
What so got quiet in here? Somebody said he just messed me all up. That's where I was headed. That's exactly where I was going. It ain't nothing but 10 miles away from you. And being there calling on Jesus, come on, Jesus. One for the Father, two for the Son. Oh, this is going to really get it right here. Three for the Holy Ghost. Some be praying before they even go in there now. Lord, here I am once again. Come leap in and bat about. Do it for me, Jesus. So tell your neighbor, follow your lines. That's why you need to be in Sunday school so you can get acquainted with this script here. That's why you need to be in Bible study. And look what he says. He says, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone, I don't know that word someone, and someone turns it back. Notice it doesn't say some preacher turns it back. It don't say some teacher, some evangelist, some bishop. It says someone turns it back. Which means all of us in here are to be in the restoration business. Amen. You know why? Because we all family. Amen. And so, watch this. There are two components that's vitally important in the restoration business. Number one, write this down. We have to have the right attitude toward those that have messed up. Amen. Amen. How's your attitude toward folk who have messed up?
That's good.
Yeah.
Go to Galatians 6. Go to Galatians 6. You got to have the right attitude toward those that have done wrong.
Yes,
You have to have the right attitude toward those who need to be restored, because it may be you tomorrow. Some of your stuff just ain't hit the fan yet. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, because they're going to need it after a while. Here it is, Galatians 6. That brothers, if anyone among you, it says, brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, overtaken in a sin, you that are spiritual should restore that person in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest you fall into the same temptation. Which means what happened to them can very well happen to you. You need to be kind toward folk who've messed up, because what happened to them can happen to you. You need to be gentle toward folk that have messed up, because what happened to them can very well happen to you. Notice what it says. If anyone among you, it says, if your brother is overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual. Answer this question. If you want to know if you're spiritual or not, answer this question. How do you see people that have messed up? That will determine if you're spiritual or not. Spiritual means mature in Christ.
Yeah.
How do you see preachers that have messed up? How do you see deacons that have messed up? How do you see choir members that have messed up? How do you see Christians that have messed up? Because it says, you that are spiritual, restore. You that are mature in Christ, restore. Now notice what it says. Watch this. It says if they're overtaken in a fall. Now watch this. If you just got text right now that your sister was overtaken, you would hop up out the service and shoot out that door right now. You better run folk over, get out of here. Police was overtaken, that's going. And tore this out right here. I gotta go. If you just got word your brother was overtaken, you would be swift. To where he is. Ready to help. Ready to take care. But then it says, if your brother's overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual, you ought to be swift to folk who've messed up. You ought to be swift to folk who've done wrong. Not swift to the phone to talk about it. Not swift to Facebook. Swift. To them, to restore them.
Yeah, yeah.
In a spirit of meekness, that means be gentle.
All right.
But folk that have messed up. Yeah. See, watch this, watch this, watch this, Dixon. I got a cup here. Uh-huh. And the Lord would let me throw it away. It fell, and it was broke. It fell, and it was broken in the process of the fall. And the average person would say, throw it away. But wait a minute.
All right.
A price was paid for this cup.
All right.
I know it fell. And I know it was broken in the fall, but don't throw it away. I think we got some super glue. I think it can be repaired. I think it can be restored. I think it can be used again. Don't give up on it. Don't throw it away because it fell. Don't throw it away. That's how we are with people that have fallen.
All right.
And preachers that have fallen. And deacons that have fallen. And mothers and fathers that have fallen. You ready to throw them away?
Yeah.
You want to break them more than they're already broken.
Yeah.
You got to understand, a price was paid for them.
Yeah.
They were bought with a price by the blood of Jesus. Don't throw them away. They can be restored. They can be repaired. They can serve again. They can be used again. Don't throw me away because I fell.
Yeah.
And some of us, we do that. And I want to hear him preach. What can he tell me? What can he tell me after what he did? Don't throw him away. What can she tell me? When Peter messed up, denied Jesus three times. After Jesus got from the grave. He said, tell my disciples and Peter.
Yeah.
Why did he call Peter by name? Because Peter wasn't going to come on his own. Because Peter felt he had messed up so bad. He wasn't going to come on his own. And see, y'all listen to me. There's some folk, in the church, they've messed up so bad they ain't gonna come back on their own. It made the paper. They was in that public newspaper where it show all the criminals. Some of them ain't gonna come back on their own. You're gonna have to go get them. They're too embarrassed to come back on their own. They're too humiliated to come back on their own. You're gonna have to go get them. And see, man, if Judas would have just held on, the same Jesus that forgave Peter would have forgiven him. But the difference between Peter and Judas is, when Peter messed up, he got a handkerchief. When Judas messed up, he got a rope. Look at your neighbor and say, if you messed up, get a handkerchief. Don't get a rope. Don't get a rope, because it's still hope for you. Some folk actually kill themselves. We had two teachers in Mount Pleasant last year mess with some students and committed suicide. And yeah, they messed up, and them students messed up because they old enough, they in high school. Y'all old enough to know better. But they wasn't gentle with the teachers, and they ended up killing themselves. That's why I'm telling you, church, you got to be careful how you handle folk that are messed up. Now, some folk will get a rope instead of a handkerchief. When Peter got there, Jesus said, come here, Peter. Let's fix this. And watch this. He didn't rehearse what Peter had done. He didn't say, now, Peter, what did you do? No, what did you do? Come on, what did you do? Tell me what you did. See, that's how some of y'all are with folk that messed up. Y'all want them to repeat what they did. Now, who did you sleep with? Come on, tell me again. What hotel? Come on. Was it good? Jump talk. Were they better than me? I need to. I don't want to go through all that again. I messed up. Don't take me back through that. Why y'all looking at me like that? He said, come here, Peter. Do you love me? Peter said, I like you. And you look at it in the Greek. When Peter said, I love you, you know I love you. In the Greek, he said, I like you. He said, I loved you last time I messed up. He said, I like you. Jesus said, that's good enough. Feed my sheep. He said, Peter, you love me? He said, I like you. He said, that's good, feed my lamb.
All right.
Jesus said, Peter, you like me? The third time Jesus came down and said, you like me? He didn't even have love. He said, I like you. He said, feed my sheep. Watch this. He put the man right back in the ministry.
Yep.
He didn't sit him down for 6 weeks. Some of the stuff we're doing in the church don't make no sense. He didn't remove him from being a disciple.
You right? Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
He put the man, 3 days later, put him right back in the ministry.
Yeah.
Because the ministry is what keeps you living right for the Lord. Because you're serving him. We want to take folk out the ministry and wonder why they end up leaving the church. If they ain't got nothing to do for the Lord, they stop living for him. Making pregnant girls get up in front of the church. Where the man that she slept with? She didn't do this on her own. Y'all ain't being right. Huh? He was careful with how he handled Peter. Y'all remember the woman caught in the act of adultery? They brought her to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, we caught her in the act. Can't deny. You better not deny. You know we saw you. Well, if you caught her in the act, she wasn't in the act by herself. Where that Negro at she was sleeping with? She wasn't working him by herself.
I'm sorry.
But you know what Jesus did when they brought him? He just started writing in the dirt. And it had to be something he was writing in the dirt that made them put them stones down. Because the Bible said he started writing something in the dirt. And after he wrote in the dirt, he looked at them and said, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. He must have been writing some names of women they had been with in that dirt. And they looked down there and saw a familiar name, Taniqua, Shantae, Eloise, Holiday Inn Room 101. And some of them were homosexuals, Bob, Rufus. Some of them were on the DL, Ray Ray. They must have saw a familiar name. Because the Bible says from the eldest to the youngest. They dropped their stones. And after he asked him that, the Bible says he stooped back down and kept writing. From the eldest to the youngest. You see, if you older folk will put your stone down, the younger folk will put theirs. And y'all got more sins than us because y'all been here longer than us. Preach, women! And it was just her and Jesus. And look how he dealt with this woman. He went messed up. He said, where are your accusers? Said, I don't see any. He said, neither do I.
Yeah.
Condemn you. Go. And sin no more. He didn't say, now what did you do? What did you do? Come on. Now before you leave, what did you do?
Yeah.
He didn't want her to go back. He didn't want her to revisit her past. He wanted her to get excited about her future. He was letting her know your best days are still in front of you. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. Tell your neighbor your best days are still in front of you. That's why I didn't say look back. Go!
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's what we need in church. We need some bounty in church. We need some quicker picker uppers. I wish I had a witness. Somebody done made a mess. They need a quicker pick-up. I wish I helped me with my mess. Hello, somebody. Look at your neighbor and ask him, are you a quicker pick-up? I need somebody to help me clean this up. Oh, I need somebody to help me clean this up. Preacher, will you, I made a mess. Will you help me clean this up? See, that's a lie. I need to be restored. We preachers ain't closing. We lie every time we say we're closing. That's a sin. Some of y'all so holy, y'all can't even smile. That was funny. Y'all so religious. Y'all think the meaner you look, the more holier you are. Oh, she really getting holy now. Oh, that's holiness. Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. I gotta move on. But I was watching March Madness. And sometime the game was on the line, Shannon. And the guy would be at the free throw line. Critical shots. Game winning shots at the free throw line. And I watched. One thing I noticed. The guy goes to the free throw line. Folks be in the stand. Teammates be over there. Yeah.
And sometimes they came me on the line. And the guy on that first shot. He'll miss it. But even when he misses it, the guy will come on.
Will they make it?
And even when they miss it.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Why can't the church be like that?
All right.
Why can't we be like that?
All right. Yes, sir.
Somebody missed it. The goal is Jesus, and they missed it.
Yeah.
Some father missed it.
Yeah.
Some mother missed it.
Yeah.
Some preacher missed it. Some deacon.
Yes, sir.
We want to have business being concerned the future of this church. Because he missed it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He need to be removed from the deacon board because he missed it.
You're right. Yeah.
In basketball, don't y'all know they miss it more than they make it?
All right. Yeah.
Don't y'all know Michael Jordan has more missed shots than made shots?
Yeah.
But the fact is he kept shooting.
Yeah.
Somebody kept him in the game. Phil didn't pull him out the game because he missed. He never would have been the greatest if Phil would have pulled him out because he missed. Many of us are missing out on greatness because we're pulling them out because they done missed. I'm preaching. Somebody ain't saying nothing. There's a thing also called rebound. Hello, somebody. And when somebody misses it, you want to rebound.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I went through a divorce. But Nichols, I stood by. But they went through their divorce. They left me.
Because
I missed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Preachers, some turn their back on.
Yeah, pops up.
Because I missed. Thank God for food.
Yeah.
God. All right.
Amen.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yes.
All
right.
It's all right.
Don't pull me out because I missed.
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right.
Hello,
somebody.
All right. Yeah.
I hear you, man.
Yeah.
I hear
you.
Help me rebound.
All right. Yeah.
You know, Dennis Rodman wasn't hired for shooting, don't you? Dennis Rodman was hired just to rebound. He said, if I make a shot, that's a bonus. Because I wasn't put on this team. I was put on this team to rebound missed shots. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. If you want to be like that, you want to be about rebounding. If at first you don't succeed, try again. I got to close. Y'all forgive me for that one, too. But then... Look at it again. We have to have the right action toward those that have messed up.
Yeah.
Write that down. We have to have the right action. It says, and someone turns them back.
Yeah.
If anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back. Hello, somebody. That's, you got to have the right action. If you see somebody getting away from Jesus, turn them back to Jesus.
I took
my son Zach to see Iron Man. He loved Iron Man. But this Iron Man I took to see was a good Iron Man, and it was a bad Iron Man in the movie. So I took Zach to see the movie, and he was into the movie. Iron Man. Yeah, he was into it. And after the movie was over, he said, Daddy, can you take me to Walmart to buy Iron Man? I said, you got it, buddy. You got it. We went to Walmart, and I saw the Iron Man. It was right over the good Iron Man and the bad Iron Man. I said, son, go to Iron Man. My son walked and got the bad Iron Man. I said, Zach, I ain't buying you two. I'm not buying you two. I'm buying you one. Now, that's the bad Iron Man. There go the good one. He said, I know, Daddy, this is the one I want. I said, son, that was the bad one. You saw the movie. This one was hurting folks. This one, you don't want, this is the bad Iron Man. He said, Daddy, I saw the movie. I want this Iron Man. I said, oh, my God, my boy gonna get a thug. I said, son, I thought you want me to buy you the good one. He said, no. Dad, this is what I want. I want bad Iron Man. This one.
Uh-huh.
I said, boy. I said, I told that girl, come on, bring it. I'm walking like, oh, Lord. I'm just praying for the boy. Lord, touch my son. Why they just, you know, want the bad influence?
Uh-huh.
I get up to the cash register and I say, put the bad one up there, son. I said, I'm ready. He smiled. And I paid for the bad Iron Man.
All right.
We got in the car. I said, son, you do know that's the bad one, right? Yes, sir. Man. We get in the car. He hurry up and loose the bad one. Take that stuff off, hurry up and loose it from the box. I said, son, that's the bad Iron Man. So I said, Daddy, he ain't bad no more. He's in my hands now. He said, Daddy, I bought him to make him good. Y'all ain't playing with me here. But some of y'all trying to figure out why the Lord bought you. He bought you to make you good. He knew about your mess. He knew all the wrong you had done. He knew all the folk you had slept with. But he bought you. You in my hands. Bought him to help him be good. We got to have the right action.
Yeah.
Are y'all praying with me here?
Yeah.
You got to keep talking to
him.
My car right now, I don't go nowhere without that time. I love that time. Woo! And that time, that's a blessing. Whoever created that time navigation system, I owe him. Man, you punch the date. Where you're trying to go, you punch it in there.
Yes, sir.
It shows you and tells you how to get there.
Yeah.
I was a blessing.
Punch
where I'm trying to go.
Uh-huh.
And it talks to me.
Uh-huh.
Go 300 yards.
Uh-huh.
Where's that?
All right.
Go 200 yards. Make right. Yeah. Oh, it talked to me.
Yeah.
Show me.
Yeah.
Then when I get on the right road on the highway, it don't say nothing.
I'm
on the right road, it don't say nothing. But then sometimes I see a sign say Popeyes. And I think about those breasts and thighs and legs and those pretty wings. Go 400 yards, make U-turn. I said, no, you're going to have to hold on now. These breasts is calling me. Go 300 yards, make, no, you're going to have to hold on. These legs calling me. Go 400. The whole time I'm in line is talking. Go 300 yards, make U-turn. You want to shut up? It's Popeye. Go 200 yards. I'll be ordering, give me them breasts. Go 300 yards, make U-turn. The whole time. I'm off the wrong road. It keeps talking to me until I get back on the right road. I wish we could be like Tom, because somebody here done gone off the right road. Their appetite got the best of them. A breast caused them to get off the right road. Some legs caused them to get off the right road. Some thighs caused them to get off the right road. But you ought to keep talking to them until they get back on. Let the God I serve heal out you touch. Look at your neighbor and say, name. The God I serve heal out. Heal out you touch. Can I get a witness? The Bible says, yeah. If anyone among you wanders from the truth, somebody turns them back from the error of their ways, the Bible says, you may have saved a soul from them and introduced them to the grace that covers a multitude of sin. Hang on, alright. Is there anybody here that can be a winner? We serve a God who is merciful. Can I get a witness? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just. He will forgive you of your sin. He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Won't he do it? I remember when my boy was about 2 years old, we had the hardest time potty training. Zachariah, oh yeah, his mama told him, if you move on yourself one more time, I'm gonna beat your tail. If you mess on yourself one more time, I'm gonna beat your tail. His mama was justice. And so every time Zachariah would mess up, he would go to his mama, because his mama was justice. He would come over to me. He would say, Daddy, come here. He would take my hand. He would walk me into the back room. He would look at me and say, Daddy, I boo-booed. He would confess his mess to me. He said, Daddy, I boo-booed. He knew he couldn't change himself. The only way he was gonna get changed, he had to confess to me that he had messed up. And when he confessed that he had messed up, I picked him up and I changed him and I put him in some fresh love. Thank God, all right. Changed him. When I got through changing him, he ran out the room just as happy as he could be. I would come out the room with his mess behind my back. His mama would look at me and say, what did he do? I said, he didn't do nothing. Ain't God all right? I took his mess and I threw it away. Ain't God all right? Somebody here has messed up. Somebody here has done wrong. You can't tell the person beside you, because they are justice. They'll vote you out your church. They are justice. They'll turn their back on you when they know about your mess. They'll put it on Facebook when they know about your mess. They'll call you everything but a child of God. But I'm so glad I got a fire. I got a father. If we confess our sin, he is. He is. I wish I had a witness. He's faithful and he's just to forgive you. Thank God, all right.
right. I said, ain't it all right? Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, grab him by the hand, hold a hand like you've been forgiven, hold a hand like you know about God's mercy, hold a hand like you've been through the fire, like you've been through the rain. Look at him in the face, say, neighbor, I slept with some folk that I shouldn't have slept with. I smoked some stuff that I shouldn't have smoked. I drank some stuff that I shouldn't have drank. I've gone some places that I shouldn't have gone. But say, neighbor, the Lord, he gave me another chance. Yeah! I got one more chance to wave my hand. I got one more chance to be a better father. I got one more chance to be a better deacon. I got one more chance to be a better pastor. I got one more chance to be a better Christian. Ain't it all right? Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! I got one more chance. Ain't it all right? I got one more chance. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you're sitting by a person that's been killed another chance. I should have been dead, but the Lord, he gave me one more chance. Ain't it all right? Yeah. Look at somebody and tell them, I got one more chance. I feel like Mary Magdalene when she came in the room with her olive box to box. She put expensive perfume on the feet of Jesus. She began to wipe his feet with her hair. Some men stood by and said if he knew what kind of woman that was, he would make her get up. But Jesus, he looked at them and said, if you know what she's been through, the reason she's doing so much is because she's been forgiven of so much. You ought to tell somebody, the reason I do so much is because I've been forgiven of so much. The reason I shout so much is because I've been forgiven of so much. The reason I dance so much is because I've been forgiven of so much. Ain't it all right? I said, ain't it all right? Yeah. I feel mighty good. It was a Friday evening. They whipped him up a hill called Calvary. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. He died. Didn't he die? He died for your sins. And he died for mine. But I'm so glad. Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand, and now he's at the right hand of the Father interceding for you and I. Ain't it all right? Say yeah, yeah, say yeah.
Don't throw me away, because I fell. And I was broken. Don't throw me away. I was bought with a price. I can be restored. You can be restored. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you did it with. We serve a God of another chain. I ain't gonna say second chances because that ran out a long time ago.
He's a God of another chance. Hallelujah. And then there was this boy, he left home wrong. He was a teenager. He left home wrong. He fell out with his father. Mother, he left home. They lived by a train track. That boy ran away from home to a distant country. But he got out there and he started missing that love he got at his father's house. He started missing his father. And he sat down and he wrote his daddy a letter. He said, "Father, I was wrong. I messed up. I want to come home. But I don't know if you all will receive me." He said, "So in the backyard, there's a tree. Put a white handkerchief on that tree. And I'll be on the train Wednesday that runs by the house. And he said, if I see that white handkerchief on the tree, I'll know it's all right to come home. P.S. I love you. Forgive me." He got on the train that Tuesday and talked with the guy next to him and told him his story. I ain't heard out with his parents. He said, "He's trying to get home. Don't know if he'll be received." He told that man his story. That Wednesday morning, the train started approaching that house where they live. He told the guy next to him, he said, "Look, when we get to that second house on the right down there," he said, "tell me if you see a handkerchief. I can't look. He said, "You look for me and tell me if you see a handkerchief." And as the train started approaching that house, and the man hit him and said, "Look, man, look. The guy opened his eyes. It wasn't a handkerchief. It was a sheet. It was a white sheet blowing in the wind, telling that boy it's all right to come home. And you know what, tonight I came to wave this for you. God told me to tell you it's all right to come home. I don't care what you've done, I don't care how long you've been gone. God said it's all right. Come home, baby. Come back to your father. He loves you so much. Come home. Come home." Ask the person next to you without playing. Ask them, "Are you saved?" Tell them to answer the question. Tell them, "If you're not, I'll walk with you." Ask them, "Do you have a church home? If not, I'll walk with you." Come on. Come on, just the way you are. Yeah, come on. Maybe you need to be restored. Maybe you messed up. Come on. Traveling the road too long, trying to find my way back home. The old me is dead and gone. Oh, traveling the road too long, trying to find my way back home. The old me is dead and gone. Oh, traveling the trying to find my way back home. The old me is dead and gone. I can change, you can change. 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 Oh, traveling the road too long, trying to find my way. The old me is dead and gone. Come on tonight. Oh, traveling the road too long, trying to find my way back home. The old me is dead and gone. Yeah. I can change, you can change. I can change, you can change. Take your name. I can change, you can change. I can change, you can change. Oh, traveling the road too long, trying to find my way back home. The old me is dead and gone.
sorry, forgive me. I'm 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 sorry, forgive me. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. Devil thought he had me, but I got away. Devil thought he had me, but I got away. Devil thought he had me, but I got away. Devil thought he had me, but I got away. Devil thought he had me, but I got away. Devil thought he had me. I got away. I got away. I got away. Somebody pray for me. I got away. Somebody pray for me. I got away, somebody pray for me. I got away, I got away, I got away. It should have been me.
I got away
with HIV.
I got away.
It should have been me.
I got away.
And I've got a century.
I got away.
It should have been me.
I got away.
And that mortuary, yeah. In that cemetery, but I got some good news. I got away. Some of my boys didn't make it, y'all. Some of my friends are gone home, but I. Somebody pray for me, and I. Somebody pray for me, and I. Somebody pray for me, and I. I got away. Wait a minute. Somehow I try to figure out why am I still here. Love is a stupid thing. People don't know, but I held crack in my hand. People don't know. I've done some foolish things in my life. Sometimes I wonder why am I still here. But I think about Nico Advance. He gone on and Monty Scott, they gone on. Trying to figure out why am I still here. But I found out why. He must have a plan for my life. He's gotta have a plan for my life. He must have a plan for my life. He's gotta have a plan for my life. He must have a plan for my life. He's gotta have a plan. He must have a plan. He's gotta have. Yeah! Give up! Yeah! He's gotta have. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. Devil thought he had me. Bullets were flying, people were dying. Bullets were flying. Somebody prayed for me. I wish I had a bit. Somebody prayed for me. And I. Somebody had me on their mind. And I. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. How many of y'all know that everything's gonna be all right? And we just hold on. God's unchanging hand. He's gotta have a plan for each and every one of us. You stick with God, he'll stick with you. Hallelujah. Amen. The word has been preached tonight. There's no need for anything else to be said. Except for we thank Pastor Bailey for this week. Amen. Come on, Orange Chapel. Orange Chapel, stand to your feet. Amen. Come on now. We can do better than that. Come on, Orange Chapel. Come on, OC. And all of our brothers and sisters, come on now. If you've been blessed, amen. If you've been blessed, just put your hands together for what the Lord has delivered to us this week. Amen. Amen. Man, again, I'd like to thank every church, amen, that's represented here tonight. Amen. Even those who don't have a church home, we thank God that you came out, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus with us. Amen. Also want to thank these pastors and these preachers, amen, for being with us, amen, throughout this week. Amen. We love you. Amen. If you ever need us, y'all just give us a call. Amen. 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 I want to thank, amen, Tony Boss. Amen. Musician. Your nephew, Adrian. Chucky, thank you. Amen. Everybody, amen, that took part, amen, this week. We just thank God for you. Would like for you all to know that there are CDs available in the back. They're preaching CDs. They're music CDs. So go back, amen, and purchase a CD. I believe they're $5 each. Amen. I think they got a lot of stuff going on back in the fellowship hall. So just go back and just be a blessing to Pastor Bailey's ministry. Amen. 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 Again, we just want to thank you for your presence. We want to thank you for your prayers. Amen. Even we want to thank you for just bringing that spirit of praise in this place. Amen. Amen. This revival will, amen, will go up in history. Amen. I believe. Amen. And I tell you what, Pastor Bailey, amen, it sounds like a good week and looks like a good week to me. Amen. If the Lord says the same, we're going to do the same thing next year. Amen. 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 We're going to do it. We're going to do the same thing on next year. But again, we just thank God for you all. God bless you. May he keep you as our prayer. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of Pastor Bailey. And he's going to dismiss us. Amen. For this service on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
miss you all. Amen. All of you. The back. They also got some pie back there, some coconut chocolate and lemon ice box pie back there. Amen. Amen. So chips, so please go back there and support. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate, but our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens. For we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, fabulous, and talented? Who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve this world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so other people won't feel insignificant around you. We were meant to shine as children. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is in us. Not some of us, but all of us. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our fears, our presence automatically liberates others. So when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging is all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, when you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twisted turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. Many a failure is turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, with its silver tint and clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight. Even when you are hardest hit, it's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Grab your neighbor and say, I got you on my mind. I got you in my heart. I got you in my prayers. Go with God, and He'll go with you. Say, neighbor.
Uh-huh.